If you're listening to Amud V'Chazor, the Milah Yitzhak Masechas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are we're at the top of the Amud second line. So we just started our conversation about Zugos. We said that the Arba Kosos sound like an issue of Zugos because it's an even number. We have four, and Zugos are present some sort of sakana, and then we explained why the Arba Kosos are not a problem of Zugos. The first shot is that it would be a problem, but on Pesach we're not concerned with Zugos because it's Leil Shemurim. Another shot is that the Kos Shel Bracha is not going to combine Lera. And the third shot is that the Arba Kosos are, in a sense, each their own mitzvah, as opposed to you shouldn't view them necessarily as a set that there be Zugos. And then we're going to go back to the Braisa that introduced the concept of Zugos that we quoted. There we said that a person should not eat twice, drink or eat in twos, drink in twos, wipe himself in twos, and lo yaset sarchav. He should not do or fulfill his needs. And Rashi and Rashan said this was tashmish. So now we're going to that quote. It's the top line, actually. Lo yaset sarchav trey. So we said that you're not allowed to fulfill his needs twice. Amai, why not? Nimlachu, he changed his mind. He wanted to do more. So what the Rashbam explains is that you wouldn't call it a pair of bios. You don't call it that. It's right. The intention is to fulfill his needs, Hashemita. If at some point he requires more, so he repeats. But to call that in, like, you know, it has to be, you know, you planned on doing two of something. Rashbam says Tashmish Rishon Gamra Biaso Ubatzal Tavaso. The first Tashmish was finished up. So the first one upon completion of the Bia, it was Mavatel Taiva, and then Venimlach, he changed his mind. That doesn't count as Zugos. So how could this be included? Amar Abaye, so we see over here that it sounds like there's a kavana that inquired in Zugos and kavana and having two. But like, let's say you say, I'm only having one cup of wine, and you're just really thirsty and you want more, or just that's some good wine, so then it seems like that wouldn't be a problem. That would be Nimlach. Okay, so how do we deal with this? When do you ever have a pair of bios? What kind of thing is that? So Amar Abaye says, Hachi, this is what it means to say. Lo yochal trey, v'yishta trey, v'lo yasa tzarcha v'afilu pa'amachas. Don't eat in pairs or drink in pairs. And if you do such a thing, definitely don't follow up with being oset tzarchecha. Why? Even one time. Dilma chalish umisra. Because maybe he'll become weak, and then, I guess, evil will befall him. Right? That meaning, like, if there's some sort of demonic danger that someone is susceptible to, so you definitely don't want to weaken yourself then and make you more susceptible to it. So if you've already aroused the Zugos through Zugos, whatever is going to be aroused through Zugos, it's a very big mistake.
Fate.
What?
It's like tempting fate.
It's
like tempting fate.
Yes, it's definitely a mistake to weaken yourself being Oset Sarachav after. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Shosa kiflayim, someone who drinks doubles, damo berosho, his blood is on his head. Yeah, Rashi says, damo berosho, avon misaso al rosho, muto shahum misatzim. It's basically suicide. Amar Rav Yehuda emasai, what does that apply? Hold on, let's qualify. Bizman shalo ra'a pnei hashuk. It's only if he didn't see the face of the marketplace, which seems to be just basically an interruption, that if you went outside to the street and then came back in between the cups or the food or whatever it is, avol ra'a pnei hashuk, harashus biyado. Then you have permission to do it, and it's safe. Amar Rav Ashi, chazina leila Rav Chananya bar bibi de'akol kasa, have a nafik, v'chazi apei shuka. Okay, so that's a big one. So we saw that Rav Chananya ben bar bibi, on every single kos he would have, he would go out and see the shuk, on the streets, and then he would come back in. You know, I guess he didn't want to risk, you know, at the end of, you know, okay, was that even, was that odd? So he didn't want to avoid, he didn't want to have that issue. V'lo amran ela litzeis l'derech, avo beso lo. And when is Zugos a problem? It's only a problem in the first place if you intend to then leave and go out on the road. But if you're planning on just sticking around in the house, Zugos isn't really a problem, which is interesting.
That's what Pesach is.
Because Pesach, like, where are you going? What teal are you doing after the Seder? But we'll see. We'll see a qualification in a moment to that qualification, and maybe Pesach will be relevant again. Or maybe it's a different shot in Leil Shimurim that we're, you know, we're guarding and we're staying inside. But I don't think that's okay. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Velishon Kiletzeis Laderech Dami. But in sleeping, if you're going to go to sleep, that's like going on the road. So sitting in the house and doing nothing is safe. But if you're going to go to sleep, then and Amar of Papa Uletzeis LeBeisakis Sekletzeis LeDarach Dami. And when if you're going to go to the bathroom, to go out to the bathroom, right? Meaning Uletzeis, go out to the bathroom, right? The backyard, whatever it is. So that's also going to be similar to going on the road. What it sounds like is, it sounds like dangerous things. So what are dangerous things? It's a special thing back in the day. So going off to the road, dangerous. Going to the bathroom at night, dangerous. Or even, maybe not just at night. Going to sleep, you're making yourself susceptible to whatever's around you. You're indefensible at that point. So when you do that, right after Zugos, you're in trouble. But if you're going to be alert in the safety of your home, awake, so that's it's safe. You don't have to worry about Zugos then if you had two drinks or two foods or whatever it is. Uba Besolo, hold on. In your house, there's no concern if you're just sitting around the house. Vaho Rava Mani Kashure. But Rava would count the beams of his house. Rashi says, Rashbam says, Kishashose, so the last thin narrow line of Rashbam. Kishasosa kos ze, when he would drink this kos, mistakel bekora zu. He would like look at this beam. Okay. Zu. Ukishasosa sheni, when he had a second kos, mistakel beshetzel. He would look at the next one. So he would keep track of how many kosas he was drinking by like on which beam I'm focusing on. That's how he would keep an eye on it. So it could be if after many courses he's going to be on the floor, he can still look at the and every time we do it, and he wasn't going out on the road, he was just sitting around looking at the beams of his house. So the Abaye kishase chad kasa man kitle ime tre kase, and Abaye, when he would drink one kos, so his mother would take for him two kosos. And betray yaday, ime tre kase, betray yaday. His mother would take two kosos in two of her hands. So basically, and the assumption over here is that he was sticking around in the house, and he would drink one. If he'd have one kos, so his mother would come quickly with two kosos ready, so that he would have three in the end. Just in case he would, I guess, take a second one, and again, the assumption is that he is sticking around in his house. Rashbam mentions what we mentioned elsewhere when Abaye speaks about his mother. Abaye did not have a mother; he lost his mother at a very young age, so this is not the mother. It's the woman who raised him. I think it was Abaye. Positive, it was Abaye in Brachos. Who had was it Brachos Avinim Shabbos? I forgot already. That he had his mother made a hole, and she would put her hand over his head when he was in the bathroom because of the fear of demons. I think it might have been Abaye. I have to double check that, but it would be easy to connect to over here that like a protective mother, very concerned about the Baba Mises, the Mama Mises of the Zugos. Okay. So anyway, so we have a couple of questions with Abaye, with the Rava. It seems that they were not so concerned they were concerned about Zugos despite not being out on the road. So the Gemara responds, Adam Chashuv Shani. For an Adam Chashuv, it's different. So, yes, they didn't have to, and most people wouldn't have to in such circumstances, but the Zugos are particularly attracted to starting up with the Chashuv people, presumably Talmidei Chachamim. I'm not sure. Mosrei Shedim Nafshayu Lazuke. Yeah, Rashman says that they're moser nefesh to get chashuv people. I'm not sure if it's what makes you chashuv, if it's that they're well known or that they're involved in Torah. Okay, Amar Ula says Asar Kosos Ein Behem Mishum Zugos. Once you reach 10, it's no longer a zugos problem. Ula l'tameida, and Ula is going according to his typical shita. Damar Ula, as Ula said, Vamri lo b'masnis l'tana. Some say he's actually taught in a brisa. Asara kosos tiknu chachamim beis avel. That the chachamim established for the avel in the beis avel for there to be 10 kosos. Rashbam quotes that this is from Gemara Ksuva, so explains the reasoning for there. And if you would tell me that there's a zugos problem with 10, how could you? Why would they institute that something like that? Especially in a base level where there's already some sort of din going on. Why would you bring in something like that? So it must be 10 is safe. Aval tamanya, but 8. Oh, yes, ben mishum zugos. Rav Chizda v'Rabba bar Ravuna damri tarvayhu, shalom l'tova mitzdarif, l'ra lo mitzdarif. So Rav Chizda and Rabba bar Ravuna said that shalom combines for good, but it does not combine for bad. What is shalom? Peace. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know how'd you get this, but Rashi and Rashbam say, I mean, it's brilliant that they figure out what this Gemara is saying, but it's shalom, Rashi teva shvius leyisa Hashem pin aveilecha v'gomer. It's the seventh word in the third pasuk of Berachas Kohanim.
Oh, okay.
It's shalom.
Sure. Okay.
You'll see from the rest of the. What? It's right. No, it's right. You'll see from the flow of the Gemara, like okay, that is pshat, but I would never, I would have.
How would you know what shalom referred to?
Yeah, okay. So we'll see. Just for a breakdown of what there's three pesukim in Birchas Kohanim. It's 3, 5, and 7, 15 in all. It's those numbers are quite significant. 15 steps to Beis Hamikdash and the steps of the Seder, 15 Dayenu was also, there's a lot of Beis Mizrach Ramazan there, and it's Gwasha UK. So there's a lot there, and specifically the order of 3, 5, and 7. Also, the Midrash speaks that there's actually 60 letters in Birchas Kohanim. Those the 15 words have 60 letters combined. So when the Pasuk in that's by Kriyash Malamita, that's from Shir Shirim, Shishim Giborim Savivla, that there are 60 sort of strong men surrounding the bed, like Malach and these. That the mita of Shlomo has 60 giborim surrounding it. So the Midrash says it's the 60 letters of Birchas Kohanim, which is also part of Kriyash Ma'al Mita. Okay, anyway. So, anyway, by the word shalom, they mean to say seven, the seventh word of this pasuk is shalom. So the seventh kos, because of its association with shalom, and of course these brachos, this pasuk is a pasuk of shmirah and of divine protection. So the seventh kos will only be mitzdar for good and not for bad, which means that 8 is not going to be a problem. Right. So we said 10, but Suzukos, we assume, I don't know, maybe 200, maybe 400, who knows how many, what any even number would be bad. We say no. We know clearly from the fact that Chazal instituted 10 kosos in the Beis Avel that 10 is fine. 9 is for sure fine. It's not Suzukos. What about 8? So we have, so Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna said 8 is also safe because we have a principle that shalom, the seventh cup, is not going to be bad. So the eighth cup It's not a problem either. Aval Shita, ho, yesh bahen mishum zugos. But the sixth one, there's three zugos. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, this is not Rabba bar Rahuna, this is the more famous Rabba. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, damar tavayu, vichuneka l'tova. Vichuneka is l'tova. Okay. So the fifth one is for good. Mitzarev, l'ra, lo mitzarev. So vichuneka also the fifth right, which is the fifth word of the second pasuk, okay. is so the sixth is okay, but aval arba yesh ben zugos yesh ben mishum zugos four is for sure problem. Abai virama damri tarvayu.
So would, according to that, then would eight be a problem again? Because then it's four. No, I mean,
I think they're adding on. They're saying. You just went to like the last one, the Shalom one, but I'll give you even more. Like the Fichuneka also.
Oh, the Shalom, they still agree the Shalom.
I don't think they're building up. Or building up. I don't know. V'yishmerecha letova, says Abai and Rav. V'yishmerecha, that's the third one. Letova, mitzarif l'ra, v'lo letova l'mitzarif l'ra, lo mitzarif. So now it's basically Zugos that stops at two. Vos de Rav l'tameh, Derava Avkinu Larabanan Ba'arba Akosos Afagavdis Azik. That and Rava is going according to reasoning that which is that Rava would what he would do is he would send out the Rabbanon sometimes the you know it could be I guess they're all of age but that they would send out the Rabbanon with wine sometimes they would give them wine. Pam Harbe says Rashbam Rava Avkinu Ba'arba. Pum harbei kashayu niftarim imenu. A lot of times, when the Rebbe would send away the Rabbanon, the Talmidim, ahaya mashkan, he would give them a wine. Pum shlohaya mashkan ella arba kosos, and sometimes he would give them four kosos of talim. So, meaning we see that Rava was unconcerned with giving four kosos of wine to his Talmidim when he was sending them off. So we see that he was really only concerned about two. Max. Now, Rashbam, points of Rabbanon, Vava the Torah's Rav, it's a gear to change. Rava, I don't know how you have it in Rashbam, but hold on. Didn't Rava see like what we just said over here is that Rava says, oh, even one is fine. Sorry, even four would be fine. But we just had on the previous Amud a question about the Dal Kosos, and Rava gave a. Right, but it seems like if not for that,
he wouldn't even say that.
Right, he could just say no. I don't believe in our zugos. So Rashbam here ties in a different pshat that there's not just zugos. There's also a concern about kshafim, about some sort of sorcery that was done as well. And even though zugos is not a problem by two. Kshafim could be a problem. Sorry, Zugos is not a problem by four, because he and Abaye hold that because Vishmarecha, Hashem watches over you. That's number three. So three already is makes things good. So he's not concerned about Zugos, but Kishuf could have power by four. Presumably, he was not worried about the Kishuf. Over here, meaning this sugya was talking about zugos, but why he's not worried about kishuf over here could be that in that locality there was not a lot a kishuf practice, but over here, and Rashbam alluded to that also on this summit as well. Also, there's a point that Rashbam makes is that if you're following by Rabban or Yosef. That we see as generations went on. Rashbam points out that Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are a generation before Rabba and Rav Yosef, and Rav and Abaye are the next generation. So as you go through the generations, they seem to be less and less concerned about Zugos, which makes you wonder about the concept in the first place, and this is something that's debated of Zugos. Is that something that's really inherently is it a truth that's in the world? Is it something that was a superstition that was kind of adopted and then later ignored and dismissed? It's unclear. But as generations went on, they seem to be less and less concerned about Zugos. to the point today that we almost never hear anything, anyone concerned about it at all.
Four pieces of course.
Just to be safe. Okay. It happens to be that he once gave four kosos to Rava Bar Levi. Rava gave it to Rava Bar Levi, and then he ended up getting damaged somehow. But he wasn't concerned about that. He's like, no, that's not because of Sugos. Damar, he said, Ahu mishum da osvan de pirka hava. That's because he's an osvan in pirka, meaning that he challenges me in when I give shir. So wait, hold on, aren't we supposed to ask the Rebbe? So Rashbam says, Shekosh shehikshali b'shas adrasha. He asked me questions in the middle of the drasha. By shenin berabim, and he embarrassed me berabim. Shadarcho haya lahakshos lo berabim, because his derech was to ask questions berabim. Right? Sometimes you have, you know, there's certain forums where you just, you know, you let the person speak. You know, the rabbi is giving a drasha Shabbos morning, right? He asks a question. He says, hey, wait, what about? Like, it's not appropriate. And he would ask questions in such a way. We actually learned a story. I forgot. I know it's Daf Hey somewhere, but I forgot which. Because the Zechariah Ben Rav was Masechta. But there was a certain Amora that was praised greatly for being very, very careful when it was like something on the Yarchei Kala, something on the level of like a Shabbos Hagadol Job or Shasha or Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. Normally he would ask questions all the time. And when the big crowds were there, he was quiet and he was hesitant. And they darshaned a pasuk very positively by him of being, you know, having being tactful, of knowing when to ask questions, and this Rava Bari Levi was not as tactful, and he would embarrass Rava, and he said, and he got punished. Rava says, this is why it has nothing to do with the Zugos. It's not because I gave him four cups of wine. Don't you accuse me? Okay. Omar of Yosef. Yosef said, Omar li Yosef Shida, Yosef. The Yosef, the demon, Yosef, the shade. We saw him before. We met him before, back in Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel. When we're talking about Elio Anavi being above 10 Tefachim, and we're talking about different domains. And so we spoke about. Hold on, can Elio? Right, when Elio can come? Can he come on Shabbos? Can he come Friday? He comes the day before Mashiach. That whole sugya. And then we spoke about. We said. Wait, hold on. Maybe we see some information got from here to there. It wasn't Eliyahu Navi? And then the Gemara says, no. Maybe it was Yosef Shida, Yosef the demon who got from here to there. And so that's I think the first time we met him in Shas. And here we're going to see some more stories of him. It seemed to be a well known demon. He said, Ashmanai Malka Deshede Mamunahu Akuluhu Zuge. Ashmadai is who's the king of the demons. He's the one who had that famous, infamous run-in with Shlomo HaMelech. If you're familiar with that story, and so the king who's appointed over the demons, who Akulu Zugi, and he's appointed over all Zugim. Umalka lo ikri mazik, and a king is not called a damager. Normally, the kings themselves are not the damagers. Right, Rashbam says, "Ein ragil b'kach d'gnai hulo v'lo chashin al zugot," and it's you know, Ashmanai is in charge, and it's like below his dignity to do damage, and therefore lo chashin al zugos d'milsav lo shchicha haya. It's zugos is not a common thing. Umihu zimnin d'nisuk v'arot zelach merlasos the tirusa yiserasa of it. You don't really have to worry about zugos so much. Ashmanai is in charge. He kind of keeps things under control. He doesn't care to damage people. They're really fine. If you want to be extra careful, sometimes people get damaged by them, but you don't really have to worry about it. So this is what Rav Yosef heard from Yosef Shida. Ikada Amri la lahaygisa. But some learn it that this is what he said. Adrab, just the opposite. Malka resachnahu. He's a burning. Is a raschan like a. He's got a temper. he's a king with a temper. My deboy Ovid, what he wants to do, he does. Shamelech poretz geder la'asos lo derech vein mochin beyado. A king, typically la halacha, a king is allowed to to break a fence and make his own pathway. It's called Derech HaMelech. A king, if he wants to make a pathway through your backyard, he halachically he's entitled to do so. There's a lot of power, and no one can protest. So Ashmedai can also do the same thing. So be very careful. So we have two basically opposite takeaways of these opposite versions of what Yosef Shida said to Rabbi Yosef. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa said, Amar li Yosef Shida, betray Katlinan, Barba lo Katlinan, Barba Maskinan. So he says that if there's in twos, so the demons kill. By four, they don't kill. But by four, they do damage. Betray, when it comes to two, Bain Bishogig, Bain Mamezid. And also another downside to two is that if you do things by two, then whether it's Shogig or Mazid, they have this power. Barba, Bamezid in Bishogig low. It's not the case by four. So by two is definitely more dangerous than four. Ve'i ishtili, ve'ikri, ve'nafak, ma'itakante. So if somebody forgot, he lost himself, and then he ends up, and it happens that he ends up doing it, I guess, I don't know, two or four, not sure what, anything here. Bezugos, doesn't specify. So linkut zakva dide diamine biyada desmala v'zakva desmala biyada diamine. Puts his right thumb in his left hand and his left thumb in his right hand. We saw something similar to this previously. V'nei mahachi, he should say this. Asun va'ana hotlasa. You and I are three. Right. So if he sees that he's involved in this, he's violated zugos somehow. He drank two cups of wine. So he should say to the demon, you and I are three, as opposed to, we're not Zugos, there's three here. V'i shamihale damar atun vana ha arba. But if you hear a voice that comes back and says, nope, we are four together. So what you do? Namely atun vana ha chamisha. Nope, we are five. So if you hear a voice that responds and says, nope, we are six. Name we are actually seven. Hava uvda ad mea v'chad. What? So yeah, but basically the way to fight this off is just focus on odd numbers. Focus on odd numbers. Declare that you're odd numbers. There must be something much deeper going on here. I'm wondering if Hashem is supposed to be included in this. I don't know exactly. I can't. Anyway, Hava Uvda, there was a story, Admea Vechad, that it went up to 101. This guy is standing there and the voice keeps going back. Right? We are 97. We are 98. We are 99. We are 100. We are 101. Upaka Sheda. And then the demon just like, I don't have time for this. I have to get home. My wife is waiting for me. So the demon goes. Demon like explodes. Paka, I don't know, explodes. So he saved himself. The number 101 is also significant here. 101 is Gematria Michael. Michael. It's in fact, like this. It's a big time Sephardi bid. When they do like auctioning and things like that, you'll almost never hear 100. You hear 101. In fact, they'll even like tip you off like let's say if someone bids 100, so the guy doing the auctioning will say one. He'll say like you said, oh, 100, like 101 over here. They'll you know like at the gas station they do it to the dollar. So start them off and do that. Some of the shows I've been in like 101. If you say like a 220, they bring it to 226. That's because two, and then you want the 26 for you to give up. Okay, like they until they okay. Anyway, Okay, yeah. So anyway, so well, I think we'll hold it there. Yeah.